welcome to the broadcast. We continue in our series on what in the world is going on. We'll be in Matthew chapter 24. If you can, have your Bible ready. Introduction that you hear on this program every day is the fight is on, O Christian soldier, and face to face in stern array with armor gleaming and colors streaming, the right and wrong engage today. The fight is on, but be not weary, be strong, and in his might hold fast. If God be for us, his banner o'er us, we'll sing the victor song at last. We will. I've read the last chapter, and we do win. But in the meantime, we have a lot of work to do. We're here in this age in which we're living. It's not by chance, as we said on a previous program. Could have been born 100 years ago. No, God put us here right now. And there is a remnant that wants to do right. And what we need to do is make this our earnest prayer concerning what God wants us to do today. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through Savior nigh. Teach me to live, to die, saved by thy grace.
we've entitled this series of programs, What in the World is Going On? And we go back to Matthew chapter 24, where the disciples ask Jesus, what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Verse 4 said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And we are living in an age of religious deception, and that religious deception in recent years has infiltrated what we call fundamental churches. He went on to say that many will be deceived. Then he said in verse 6, ye shall hear of wars and rumors or reports of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Moving on down the line of things that he said would be signs that would follow that. Verse number 7, we read, for nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. We dealt with this in our last program. And then he said, there shall be famines. According to the new UN hunger report released in September of 2018, global hunger is on the rise for the third year in a row. There are more than 820 million people, according to them, 820 million people on our earth who do not have enough to eat. There are famines in Yemen, and we talked about the wars and what's going on in Yemen right now. What follows these wars? Famines. There's famine in Yemen, there's famine in Madagascar, in Zambia, in Haiti, and in the Sudan. We look at Venezuela. Over 5 million Venezuelans have fled their country to escape starvation and violence and disease. It is expected to exceed 8 million by the end of this year. Reports have said that 9 out of 10 people in Venezuela are facing starvation. 64% of the people have lost 25 pounds on average due to malnutrition in recent months. 2/3 of Venezuelans have experienced either water shortages or total loss of water. Many collect water around leaking sewage pipes to drink or to have a bath. Also in verse number 7, Jesus said, kingdom will rise up against kingdom, there shall be famines and pestilences. Pestilences. According to the Eco Health Alliance, they're talking about the next pandemic that will hit the world. They call it Disease X. It is the mysterious name given to the very serious threat that unknown viruses pose to human health. I quote that from their website. Disease X, as they call it, is on a short list of those things deemed a top priority for research by the World Health Organization. There are 1.67 million unknown viruses on the planet today, according to them. As many as 827,000 of those have the ability to infect people. The World Health Organization warned in 2007 in their report that infectious diseases at a rate that has not been seen before. Since the 1970s, about 40 infectious diseases have been discovered. Additionally, they say there is a potential for disease to emerge as a result of deliberate introduction into human animals and plant population by terrorists. Antibiotic resistance diseases is one of the biggest threats to global health, food security, and development today. They said antibiotic resistance can affect anyone of any age and any country. Keep in mind that Jesus predicted this 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, he said it's going to be like this at the end of the age. Verse 7 goes on to say there shall be earthquakes in divers or diverse places. In 2009, there was 4,123 earthquakes that were recorded. In 2019, last year, there was 12,985 earthquakes during that year. In verse number 8, Jesus said, all these are the beginnings of sorrows. Now, that word sorrow is an interesting word. It means like birth pangs. And if we go back to Isaiah and looking at the prophecies back there, we read in Isaiah 26 and verse number 17, like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs. Isaiah 13:6 through 8 reads, howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, for they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. And so the Lord said, when these signs begin to happen, one after another, like birth pangs in an expectant mother, then Jesus said, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. And then in Matthew 24, verse 9, we read, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, when studying the scriptures, we've said many times, we need to ask ourselves, who is talking, and to whom is he talking? Jesus is talking, and he's talking particularly to those Jews that he was talking to, who were his disciples. They had asked two questions, when and what shall be the sign? He did not answer the when, but he gave them these signs that we've been looking at, and they are recorded in Matthew chapter 24 and Matthew chapter 25. He said to these Jews, you shall be hated of all nations, and for 2,000 years we've seen the hatred of the Jews. But as we come to the end time, these things happen unto them, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And at this end time, like there was a hatred for those Jews back there that were coming out and preaching the gospel, in the end time there's going to be a hatred of Christians. And the purpose of this Matthew chapter 24 is to prepare us for what is coming. He went on to say in verse 10, and then shall many be offended, that word means cause to stumble, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Hate, according to Vine's expository dictionary here, is a, quote, unjustifiable feeling toward others. In verse 11, he went on to say, as we mentioned previously, there shall be many false prophets arise, and shall deceive many. Now in 1 John 4, verse 1, we read there that John said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Peter, he put it this way in 2 Peter 2, 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in their damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that bought them. And that word bought has been translated redeemed three times. And it's talking about the fact that Christians are going to present a false message within our churches, denying the Lord that bought them, redeemed them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. That word destruction has been translated waste. What we need to be doing in this age is what Paul the Apostle wrote in Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11 concerning the Bereans. He said, they received the word with readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. And so as we go to church, as we listen to programs like the one you're listening to right now, we should receive the word with all readiness of mind, but we should search the scriptures daily whether these things are so. Don't believe anything that you hear on this program until you go back to the Word of God and check it out and see if it's true. And that is true of anybody you're listening to these days, because we're living in an age when the Bible says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Well, for those of us who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, there's some great comfort in 1 Thessalonians Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 16, the next thing on God's program is this. We read, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." He concluded, verse 18, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words."
When the great busy plants of our city shall have turned out their last finished work, when the merchants have sold their last order and dismissed every last weary clerk, when our banks have raked in their last dollar and have paid out their last dividend, when the judge of the earth wants a hearing and he asks for a balance, what then? What then? What then? When he asks for a balance, what then? When the choir has sung its last anthem and the preacher has voiced his last prayer, when the people have heard their last sermon and the sound has died out in the when the Bible lies closed on the altar and the pews are all empty of men, when each one stands facing his record and the great book is opened, what then? What then? What then? When the great book is opened, what then? When the actors have played their last drama and the mimic has made his last fun, when the movie has flashed its last picture and the billboard displayed its last run, when the crowd's seeking pleasure has vanished, gone out in the darkness again, when the trumpet of ages has sounded and we stand before him, what then? What then? What then? When we stand before him, what then? When the bugle calls thanks into silence and the long marching column stands still, when the captain repeats his last orders and they capture the last fort and hill, when the flag has been hauled from the masthead, all the wounded afield have checked in, and the world has rejected its Savior, is asked for a reason, what then? What then? What then? When you're asked for a reason, what then?